of the day over to the gentleman who has been on my list for years to get him out here to the great state of Utah. Would you all give it up for Mr. Alistair Edwards? Come on.
Makes total sense now.
Ellen?
It's the way you live, the way you move around. You're just not cut out for the real world, are you? Are you afraid you'll end up like Barr? Is that what this is?
Look out the window.
No, I have work to do.
Humor me.
Okay. Let go of me.
Can you tell me what you see?
I see the same things I see every day.
Well, imagine you've never seen it. Imagine you've spent your whole life in other parts of the world, being told every day you're defending freedom. And finally you decide you've had enough. Time to see what you've given up your whole life for. Maybe get some of that freedom for yourself. Look at the people. But tell me which ones are free. Free from debt, anxiety, stress, fear, failure, indignity, betrayal. How many wish they were born knowing what they know now? Ask yourself, how many would do things the same way all over again? And how many would live their lives like me?
Utah, how you doing?
Great.
And Idaho, right? Awesome. Nice, nice, nice. Well, first of all, again, thank you all for having me. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this training that I'm about to do and why it's very important to me. So I joined the business in 2003, 2004, and I had a mentor in the business, a young man, I won't say his name, but he was a ring earner in the business. And to our team, he was known as the financial person. And then one day, all of a sudden, he ups and leaves the company. He didn't have the courage to call me, but he up and left, so I called him. And he says to me, what's going on? I understand you're leaving. He says, well, there's no residual income in the company. And I was like, wait, you talk about residual all the time. He said, yeah, but they don't have any. I said, okay. He says, you need to come look at this other thing. And I says, well, what do you mean there's no residual? He's like, no, it's all a hoax. It's okay. So, because the company was paying me $8,000 a month, it was about $5,000 or $6,000 a month I was making by that time, I decided before I jump ship, let me do some research. So I made a call to the corporate office, and at the time there was a young lady there named Tiffany Layton and Miss Lawson, and Tiffany Lawson. And I spent about an hour and a half on the phone with them just asking about residual income, asking them to break it down for me, explain it to me, just kind of tell me what residual income is. And then they told me about, well, Alistair, here's your situation and how close you are to actually what we call earning out. And once I learned all of this information, I said to myself, how on God's earth is no one training on this? Because if we taught people what the residual income is in this company, there is no way on God's earth anybody with any common sense would leave and go somewhere else. So I decided, let me start talking about residual income and explaining it to you so they can understand what you have in front of you with the Legal Shield opportunity. So let's just talk about it. We get paid several ways. So I'm not going to be here giving you a whole bunch of motivational stuff. I'm giving you technical stuff today. Because here's what I want you all. Here's what I want more than anything else for each and every one of you. I want you to be debt free. I want you to get your time back. Because here's what I've found out. People that are debt free and have time freedom do a whole lot of good for other people. See, the problem is every one of you, in my personal belief, I think has good intentions. Every one of you, I think every person innately is a good person. But the problem is we try to help people before we even help ourselves. And it's not, you can't really be that effective. Let me explain. When you're on an airplane, they say, if we lose oxygen, you'll see a mass drop from the sky, from the roof. The rules of engagement are, when that mass drops, put your mask on. So let me explain something to you. You're on the plane with your child, your young child. The pilot says, we have a situation. We're going down and we're going down fast, and all of a sudden you see the oxygen mass drop. Your initial thought as a parent is to put the mask on who first? The child. So you try to put these two masks, these strange things drop out of the sky, and you now are trying to put it on your child. But here's what your child's thinking. First of all, I don't know what that is. Two, you don't have it on. So you're struggling with this child to put this thing on. Eventually, you get it on, but by the time you get it on, you have lost oxygen. You pass out. Now, the plane crashes safely, let's say on water, but now you all have to disembark the plane. But because you're knocked out, the child doesn't know what the next step is. The child dies anyway. Had you simply just put your mask on, the child would be like, oh, mom, dad got theirs on. They would have put their mask on. At the next step, you realize, I'm going to take mine off now. Time to take it off. Child says, okay, time to take it off. Everybody would have been okay. The problem is we try to start putting masks on other people before we put it on ourselves. Hey, you need to go to the briefing. Well, you're not at the briefing. You need to go to Super Saturday. Well, you're not at Super Saturday. You need to go to the convention. It's right here in your city. Well, I'm not registering. So you're trying to tell everybody else what they need to do to be successful in the business, and you aren't doing what it takes to be successful. Where if you show up at the weekly meeting, the person you recruit says, so how do you make the money you made it? Well, I go to the weekly meeting and I bring guests. Oh, that's simple. If you're going to be there, I have no problem being there with you. Hey, I'm going to convention. I'd like you to join me. You sure you're going? I'm already registered. Oh, okay. How do I register? So you got to put your mask on first. You got to do the right activity. Because our company is amazing. I want you to understand, first of all, there are several ways we get paid in this business. Personal commission. Every time you personally write a membership, the company pays you. You recruit someone and they write a membership, the company pays you. Any of those memberships that stay on the books past 13 months, the company continues to pay you every time that customer makes a payment. If you're doing direct sales, immediate money on groups. If you're in group production, group premiums. Production bonuses, and of course the performance club trips. Totally a lot of ways to get money. So I want you to think about this. And this is, I need to update this one because this is actually 2017. So $49.90, so think about it. We're charging the customer more and still paying you the same. $49.90, you sell a membership, company's paying you $60. Do that about three times, we pay you $120. Goes all the way up to $280. And not only that, you get $180 in override depending on where and who sells the membership in your organization. So let's just stop right there. Anybody here right now can go into the newspaper and look for a job. Would you all agree? Is there anybody out there hiring right now at $60 an hour? Do you know that every single one of you in here, bare minimum, make at least $60 an hour if you work? You are in the highest paying position that I've ever heard of. I don't know any other company, any other job, any other place that is paying $60 an hour. Some of you make $120 an hour. They have the audacity to pay some of you $280 an hour. I want you to think, when you actually sat down with someone and sold them a membership, did it take you longer than an hour? Whether you brought them to the briefing, they made a decision within that hour. Whether you shot them a video, they made that decision within an hour. Whether your sponsor spoke to them on your behalf, it was done within an hour. So whatever position you are right now, that is your hourly wage if you punch in. If you go to work and punch in, you make more. Actually, you make three times more than the average American. Company pays you several different ways. Full advance, partial advance, as earned, and payment earnings. So let's explain them. Let's give you an example. Let's say you're a senior associate. You make $120 every time you market a membership, correct? Advance is saying as soon as the customer hands you that $49.90 and you process it, the company's going to advance you $120. They're assuming that you did a good enough job of explaining the service to the customer to where they're going to take a chance on you and give you $120 in advance. But here's what I want you to understand. Your customer is a co-signer on a loan for you. See, I have to convince Mr. Hall that this legal plan and identity theft protection is good enough for him to be willing to pay a monthly payment on it. That's like me calling Legal Shield and saying, hey, I need $120. I don't have it personally, but I got a co-signer. And you're going to your co-signer and you're saying, in return for you co-signing on me getting this $120 loan, I'm going to give you access to some of the top-ranked law firms. I'm going to give you the proper identity theft protection. I'm going to give you a great, what we call, members perks program. And Mr. Hall has to believe enough in what you've told him to say, I'm willing to make the monthly payments on your loan. Because there's some benefit that you're giving me in return. If you don't do a good enough job of convincing him of that, he can default on your loan at any time. The minute your cosigner backs out, you owe the remaining balance. It's called a recovery or a chargeback. As earned is saying, instead of getting a cosigner, you just pay me as earned. I'm going to talk to Mr. Hall about this membership, and every time he pays his $49.90, you pay me $10. You were going to give me $120 for the year, just give me $10. He pays month one, $10. He pays again next month, $10. Third month, $10. As the company earns, you earn. As earned. Everybody clear? So those are the second way you can get paid with the business. So when a customer pays, you get paid. Here's what I want you all to understand. That is the first year's upfront commission. Who's fairly new in the business? How long you been in, sir? 4 days? Congratulations. Everybody say welcome. What's your name, sir?
Don.
Don, welcome to the team. Don, you have just became an associate with Legal Shield. Don, when you go out and market your first membership, the company is going to pay you $60. Don, if you decide to have what we call a private business reception, or let's say what we abbreviated as PBR, you invite 20 people over to your house. Mr. Hall's going to come by and do the presentation for you. Let's say 10 of them sign up. It's your first event. The company's going to pay you 10 times 60. Are you okay with that?
Way okay.
You invited them. He spoke. You got paid. Not a bad deal.
Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Those 10 memberships, Mr. Hall, 13 months from now, the company is going to take a look at your first month's book of business. And they're going to grade those memberships. If all of those memberships are on the books, that means you have 100% what they call persistency, meaning all of your memberships persisted through the first year. The company grades memberships in five different categories. 55%, 56 to 65%, 60-60-75, 70-60-85, and 85% and above. Now, we paid you $60 on every one of those memberships. You're welcome. Let's say five of them cancel between now and 13 months. Those dirty rats. Those five memberships that you have left are going to be graded on month 13 at a 55% persistency. So from that point forward, as an associate, you have five memberships on the books that the company is going to pay you from that point forward every single year $5.77 on each one of those memberships. Now, Mr. Hall, how many times did Ms. Dawn, how many times did Mr. Hall share the information with those customers? They saw enough value to keep it long term. So if they keep it 5, 10, 15 years from now, even though he only spoke to them, the company's going to pay you every year 577 times 5. Now, Don, had Mr. Hall done a little better job, and all 5 of those stayed on the books, all 10 of those stayed on the books, you now would have had 10 customers that would have fell under a 85% or above persistency grade level. And so instead of only paying you $577, the company would pay you $28.85 per membership for all 10 every year as long as those memberships stayed on the books. Now, here's the amazing thing, Don. Because you sold that many memberships day one, next month, you're so excited that those many people came out and showed up, you invite another 20 people the following month. But now you are a senior associate. So 10 more sign up month two, but instead of paying you $60, the company's paying you $120 times 10. Again. Now, did I ever once said you had to do all the work? No. Same scenario. Month two book of business. 5 cancel within 13 months. You only have 5 left on the books. We paid you $120 when they initially signed up. You have 5 remaining. Every year from that point forward, what is the company going to pay you, sir? You're a senior associate. Uh-huh. But here's the good news. You were also the associate. You already hit the associate level. Now you're a senior associate. It's cumulative.
$692. I like that.
You like that? And again, had Mr. Hall done a little better job, and all 10 of them stayed on the books, it would be 28.85 plus 575, a little over $32 per membership. So as you advance through the comp plan, as you can see, depending on what you're graded at each month, now remember, from your first month in the business, you had 5 or 10 that were graded at whatever persistency. Your second month, you have your next 10 graded at whatever persistency added to whatever you were being paid on what you got in the first month. So every month you are adding more residual income to your bottom line.
Is the persistency cumulative?
So every month is different. So here's the good news. So for some of you in the room are thinking, man, I messed up. My persistency is at 55%. It's too late. You can change at any time because it's graded at month 13, month to month. So one month your book of business may be graded at 55%. The following month you can easily be graded at 85% or higher. So if you've been doing bad business or writing bad business or doing the business the wrong way, you can automatically say to yourself, let me do this thing the right way, and you can double your money. triple your money by making sure that you and your organization stay over 85%. I'm just going to take it at the executive director position. Yes, sir. So once that monthly business is graded, so for example, the five memberships that were graded at 55%, you have five left. Let's say 4 years from now, out of those five, two more cancel. You're still getting paid the 55% on the three that are left. If on month 13, all 10 of them are on the books and you and I are being paid 85% higher persistency on those 10 memberships, and let's say 10 years from now, five of those 10 cancel, the five that are still left are still being paid out to you at the 85% persistency. It's whatever they were graded at month 13. Those memberships will continue to be paid that dollar amount in residual income for the life of them being on the books. Make sense? So let's just look at this. Someone writes 100 memberships in a month but have 50 cancel. So you have some top group producers, right? They write 100 memberships in a month but have 50 of them cancel in the very first year, leaving them with only 50 memberships on the book, meaning those 50 memberships would be graded at a 55% or lower persistency. Everybody clear? So if you go back from here to here, that dollar amount adds up to $16.14. So you have 50 memberships left out of the 100 that the top producer wrote. From that point forward, that top producer has gained $807 a year in residual income moving forward every year. Everybody clear? But I know everyone in the room is not a top producer. Everyone in the room doesn't want to do B2B. As a matter of fact, I don't want everyone in the room to do B2B. B2B is not for every one of you. Here's the good news, though. You don't have to do B2B. Someone writes 10 memberships in a year. I mean in a month. 10 on there and on the books a year from now. Meaning all 10 of them, instead of you going out trying to be a top producer, I just want you to properly sell the memberships to 10 people a month. 10 of those memberships stay on the book. You're now graded at an 85% persistency instead of a 55% persistency. Going back, this dollar amount from here to here, instead of 16 bucks, it's $80.70. You only sold 10. But your 10 are on the books. You sold them right. You were honest with the customer. You told them exactly what the membership does. You properly explained it to them. You let them know what the value is. The person that went out and sold 100 memberships, had they decided to do it the right way and just sold 50, they would have made $4,000. You did 10 the right way, and you made the same amount as they did selling 50, not doing it the right way. I need you all to understand that. See, in this company, you don't have to be a top producer. This is the only company where you can do 20% and still be a superstar. You just have to work on selling the membership the right way. What do I mean by that? At no time should your customer know that the reason you need them to sign up is because you're trying to win a trip. Hey, just sign here, man. I'm trying to qualify for a trip. Oh, they got a bonus promotion going on. Hey, just go ahead and sign up. Don't even worry about what you got. I'm working on this bonus thing. So you wonder why people come, hit great levels, all of a sudden become superstars, and then all of a sudden they disappear. Why? Because their persistency was garbage. Yep. If your persistency is not right, you have a job. Because as the membership comes on, it falls off, you're replacing it. As the membership comes on, it falls off, you're replacing it. That's called a hamster in a wheel. And it's going to catch up to you. You're going to get tired. But if you're doing it the right way, what you're doing is constantly adding to your book of business. So as long as your membership total is increasing, it doesn't have to increase by 50 every month. It can increase by 5 every month. But as long as it's consistent and persistent, market the membership the right way. Here's what I want you to do. First of all, every time you sign someone up, make sure you take the time to onboard them correctly. Make sure they understand their membership and their membership kit. Make sure they know, hey, this is how you fill your will questionnaire out. Let them know, hey, this is how you download your app. Hey, this is how you access your attorney. Most of all, here's how you access your members' perks so you can have discounts and save money every time. If you have a customer that is actively using their membership on a daily basis, they're not going to cancel their membership. One of the things I always ask my customers, would you promise me and do me a favor? Mike, thank you so much for signing up for the services. Hey, we got a great members' perks program. I know you shop, do grocery shopping, maybe stay at hotels. Would you do me a favor? For the next 30 days, anything that you're thinking of purchasing, any money that you're thinking of spending, before you actually make the spend, would you check your members' perks to see if we could save you some money? If I can get Mike to do that for 30 days and he now develops a habit of using his members' perks on a regular basis, and every time he uses it, he realizes, oh, man, I just saved $5. Oh, I saved $10. Oh, I got a hotel room at half price. Ah, I took the kids to Disney. It saved me $600. Is Mike going to cancel that? Is he going to stop using it? No. So because Mike is continuing to use it, that means the membership's going to stay on the books. That means you're going to get paid a lifetime residual income. Let them know they're going to receive a digital kit also, and let them know to go in and fill out their will questionnaire. If they have ID Shield, make sure they're activating their ID Shield, making sure they're putting all the important information in there, so we make sure they're getting complete data monitoring. So all the personal information that needs to be entered, even though you've signed them up, they still need to go in and input some information so the company knows exactly what they're monitoring. So please make sure they're doing that. Members' perks. Let's talk a little bit about members' perks. Everyone take out a sheet of paper. Going to do a little exercise. If I mention something that applies to you, I want you to write down the dollar figure, just a roundabout figure. All right? If it doesn't apply to you, don't worry about it. If you stayed at a hotel in the last 30 days, write down the dollar amount you spent for that hotel stay. If you've rented a car, write down the dollar amount. If you've bought any clothes at all, write down how much you spent. If you went out to eat at a restaurant, write down how much you spent for you and your family. If you went to the movies, write down how much you spent. If you have a cell phone bill, write down what your monthly payment is for that cell phone bill. If you're a member of a gym, write down what that monthly amount is. If you've done any grocery shopping for you and your family, write down what that dollar amount is. I want you to take those numbers. I want you to add them up. So just total it all up for me. Just get a roundabout figure. And then I want you to multiply that by 10%. Give me 10% of that figure. And once you have your number, I want you to just kind of raise your hand for me. What's your number, ma'am? 68, sir? 71? 150? Anybody else? 77? 70? 335? Okay, ma'am? 81? Here's a simple question I want to ask each one of you. Would you be willing to give me $24.95 a month if every time you handed me $24.95, I gave you back your 81? Would you? Would you do it again next month? Yeah. Following month? As long as I kept giving you back that value, you would give me $24.95. Ma'am, what was your dollar amount? So you'd be willing to give me $24.95 every month. If every month you gave me $24.95, I gave you back your $61. I did it at 10%. Our average customer using Members Perks saves anywhere from 20 to 60% on the things that they are already doing. So if you can get a customer to understand that having a Members Perks program is actually going to pay them, they won't have a problem paying $24.95 every month. And if they don't have a problem paying $24.95 every month, you won't have a problem qualifying at an 85% persistency. Because your customer now sees value in what you've given them. So when you sit down with people, your goal is to get them to understand the value of what it is they're about to sign up for and the importance of why they need to keep it. And the only way I can continue to give you back that 60 bucks, that 80 bucks, is if you continue to pay your monthly payment and you continue to be a Legal Shield member. As long as you continue to be a Legal Shield member, your app's going to be readily available to you. And when your app's readily available to you, you can use your Members Perks every time you shop. And every time you shop, we're going to make sure you get anywhere from 20 to 60% back on everything that you're already doing. We're going to give you a raise. I can take that same exercise and sit down with a business owner who wants to give his employees a raise but can't afford to and says, look, instead of you giving them a 25-cent raise, why don't you allow me to show them how to give them back 60 bucks out of the money they're already spending? See, a 25-cent raise times 40 is extra, what, 20 bucks a week? Wouldn't it be better if I show them how to put 60 bucks back into their pocket out of the money they're already spending? That's why all the smart business owners I talk to allow me to come and talk to their employees. Every Wednesday, whether you're in networking or in B2B, you're going to get an email from corporate letting you know that you have a customer that may be canceling. Well, hopefully you don't get one every Wednesday. But if you have a customer that's canceling on Wednesday, they're going to send you a report. I need you to call that person. Figure out what it is you did wrong or didn't do correctly that made them think they needed to cancel the service or what happened. And see if you can fix that problem so you can save that membership. If you save that membership, it's good in your category of grading. Make sure every customer downloads their app. The minute you do a sit-down with a customer, you do a private business reception with a customer, I don't care however it is, the minute you onboard somebody for the membership, you should not leave without checking first to make sure they have the app downloaded to their phone. Explain the credit monitoring authorization process. So let them know, hey, you've signed up for ID Shield, but I want you to know when you get your membership, you still have to go in and do some activation, meaning you have to go in and enter some personal information so that way the company knows exactly what they're monitoring for you. Explain the law firm system to them. The average person doesn't understand that I can call in and talk to a top-ranked attorney for 24 bucks a month. They may be supporting you, but in the back of their mind, they're thinking this is probably a fly-by-night attorney. This attorney probably hadn't even passed the bar. They may be behind bars. Or they may be at the bar. You know, right? But you got to explain to them, hey, I am so glad, Mr. Hall, you decided to become a part of our network. Actually, in this state, we have about 20,000 families that are paying this $24.95 a month. And we pay our law firm a third of every payment every 30 days. So when you call in to a top-ranked law firm, you're not the $24.95 customer. You're a part of the conglomerate that's paying them close to $250,000 every 30 days. So that's why we can get top-ranked attorneys to give you this excellent service. So y'all want my customer to understand what they're a part of. I need them to know the value of what it is that they've been a part of. Because when they realize there's no way on God's earth I would be able to talk to that type of an attorney unless I was a part of this Legal Shield family. See, the same law firm that defends the L.A. Dodgers is the same law firm that protects our Legal Shield customers. The same law firm that Coca-Cola pays $685 an hour just to talk to one of our attorneys is the same one I pay $24.95 a month for in Atlanta. So we have the best of the best providing you services. We have 6 attorney generals that are provider law firms around the country for our members. Have each customer fill out an attorney contact authorization form. I always want my customers to be talked to by the attorneys. So I like my customers to get a welcome call. So always when I sit down with someone, I always ask them on the back, what are the first 3 things you want to ask the law firm? Here's the number. Make sure you call in and ask those questions. I like to promote bank draft. Here's why. Very rarely do people change their bank account. Credit cards expire. So if you can at any time when you're sitting down with a customer, I would humbly suggest that you recommend to them that they sign up through bank draft. Hey, Dave, I would never want your membership to expire, so most customers find it more successful to sign up with bank draft. If they don't have that information with them at the time, you let them know, hey, you can go ahead and sign up today with your credit card, but I would strongly recommend when you get the opportunity to go ahead and call and update it to your bank draft information. That way you and your family will always be protected. I would hate for an emergency to happen and all of a sudden you didn't realize your card was expired and your membership is no longer active. Encourage them to use their membership. When you sit down with someone, ask them, hey, now that you're joined, why did you sign up for the service? What are the top 3 things you would like to talk to your attorney about? Write those 3 things down. Is it okay I call you in 5 days to make sure you called and asked those questions? Most of all, I need you to go ahead and start filling out your will questionnaire, right? The Shildrens, as soon as you get your questionnaire filled out and hit send, it's going to go directly to the law firm. We're going to have that document back to you within 10 days. Let your customer know what the process is and make sure they get into that process, because the minute they have usage, you have locked in a customer. The only time people cancel Legal Shield membership is when they have never used it. Use everyday stories to use and highlight membership perks. Who here has used the law firm before? What'd you use them for? Okay. What'd you use them for?
I've had them write several letters. I've had phone calls with them. They got money back for me. The wills.
Somebody give me a story of where you've used the law firm. Yes, sir.
I'm going to use it for my 9th time on the motor vehicle. So I could try the app out. Court date on July 22nd. We'll find out how that works. But 518 times so far in 20 years.
Yes, ma'am. Save you how much?
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
So it basically paid for your membership for the next, 50 years? Yes, sir.
Speed racing ticket.
Yes, ma'am. Health insurance claim wouldn't pay her health, $200 health insurance claim. One letter got it paid within a week. Yes? Wow. Yes?
Life insurance company continues to be canceled, continues to take money out of my bank account for 4 months. I go off and write them a letter, they ask me for $157 back, and you got a check in the mail. Later,
$314.
Okay.
Yeah. Will
by Tom,
the sale of a property.
Awesome. Yes, ma'am.
Possible bankruptcy that we were going to possibly have to go through now, not having to use it, they reimburse 20% of our, whatever it's called.
Yes, ma'am.
Last 2.
Awesome. Here's what just happened, everyone. You just got 20 different stories to tell to the next person you sit down with Legal Shield. You could be brand new in the business. I want you to be flat out excited when you go meet with somebody. Just excited. Deanne, how you doing? Hey, man, I just joined this Legal Shield business. To be honest with you, I don't even know what I got myself into. But all I know is on Saturday, I sat in a room full of people that had used our services. One guy said he has used it over 200 times. Matter of fact, I sat next to a lady who, for her own health insurance, wouldn't pay a claim for 200 bucks. She'd been trying for 4 or 5 months to get it done. She decided to make one call to the law firm, and within days, that was paid.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. If you have not used your Legal Shield membership yet, I need you to use it. If you're in this room right now and you have not gotten your will done by your law firm, I'm giving you an assignment. By the end of this week, I need you to fill out your will questionnaire and I need you to hit send. I need you to understand what you're a part of and what you have. I need you to use it because people will buy more from you when they know that you believe in what you're selling. I want you all to work on being mission-driven, not commission-driven. See, people that have joined this business, made a lot of money, and gone other places, they are commission-driven. They were only in it for the money. They didn't care about the people they sold the membership. They didn't care about the people they brought on board to the team. They didn't care about none of that. It was selfishness. If you are mission-driven, I don't care whether I was getting paid or not. If my friend or my mom or my sister was having a problem with a health insurance company that would not give her her $200 back, and I knew a legal plan existed that could help her get that done, I would tell her about it anyway, whether they were paying me or not. If my son decided he wanted to be a speed racer and was costing me an arm and a leg every time he got a ticket, I would make sure that he got a legal plan, whether they were paying me for it or not. If my good friend was being overcharged thousands for a solar system on his roof, and I knew a law firm would be willing to help him at no additional cost, I would tell him about it, whether they were paying me or not. Yep. Because of your fear to go talk with people right now, one of your very good friends is being overcharged $200 a month. Because you won't get out of your comfort zone and go talk to your neighbor, they're being charged several hundred dollars because their kid is speed racing. Someone you know that's been on your list that you've been too chicken to go talk to is in debt right now and worrying about what the heck they're going to do with their house because some solar company is charging them some additional money they have no business charging them. See, too many of you in here are worried about yourself. They may tell me no. While you're worried about them telling you no, they're suffering because somebody's overcharging them. I want you to be totally detached from the outcome. Meaning whether people sign up or not, that is not your problem. That is not your concern. I want you to be all in on the activity. Meaning every day you should be waking up and thinking, who can I go tell that this membership exists? I just need to let people know that it's there. They sign up, great. If they don't, great. If they say, not right now, not interested, you say, well, Deanne, since I was the first one to properly explain to you the Legal Shield membership, would you make me a promise? If at any time you think that this membership would be of value to you or your family, since I was the one to first introduce it to you, would you be kind enough to call me and support my business? Can we agree on that? Great. Next. Because here's what's going to happen. I promise you. Life. A week, 2 weeks, a month, a year down the road, her insurance company is going to be holding back $200. her kids going to be speeding down the street and getting tickets. She's going to make an investment on a solar roof that doesn't want to refund her. It's called life, people. You all are a part of the best opportunity going. There is. Here's what you got to understand. All the other opportunities out there, if I'm selling vitamins or health or weight loss, for there to be true residual income, you have to either be lying to me or something's not working. Because if you're selling me a weight loss program, eventually I should reach my target weight. So if I reach my target weight, I no longer need to buy that weight loss product. So where's the residual income there? If you're saying I got to continue buying it, that means there's the product don't work. So one is, some don't match up. Soap, potion, lotion, makeup, you're telling me that mine's better than what's in the store. There's an option there. Eventually, your customer's either going to get it on Amazon, or your customer's going to find a different product comparable to the one you're overcharging them for. So there's no residual income there. So that's why you wonder why people move from company to company to company, because they realize the residual income is not long-term because the product is not long-term. There's a comparison to it. There's no comparison to what we do. There's only two. You'll never walk into a grocery store, be able to call the store manager and say, hey, I'm having problems. And they're going to be like, what is it? I can't find the attorneys. What aisle is the attorney on? There are only two options we have with our company. A $24.95 a month legal plan, or you go talk to an attorney for $300 an hour. Which one makes more sense? We're the only thing that I know of where everyone qualifies for our service. Sell the membership in person, but all possible, and sell it correctly. Don't oversell it. Don't tell them we do divorce for free for everybody, regardless of the situation. No, we don't. We do contest it after 90 days. Everything else will be under 25% membership discount. Don't tell them, hey, you can speed as much as you want because we get all your tickets fixed. No, we don't. If you get a move-in violation, the good news is we'll have an attorney go to court and try and make sure there are no points in your license. Tell them it does exactly what it does, because what it does is way better than what anything else out of option is they have out there. Let's say you did Performance Club each month for a year, 5 memberships. Let's say you just did 5 memberships a month for 12 months. 60 memberships for the year at 65% persistency, you're getting paid $80 every year, right? So you just generated over $4,000. Do that for 10 years in a row. That's over $48,000 that you've done in personal income. That's for the rest of your life, and it's willable to your kids. Let's say you were just getting a $25.90 override, which is what you'll get on the legal plan, times 5 memberships. So let's say you just did 5. You're adding $129 in residual income. That's an extra $1,500 a year you're adding in residual income. Do that for 10 years. How many of you agree you're gonna work for 10 years anyway? 10 years is coming anyway. You might as well sell 5 memberships a month while you're doing it. I didn't tell you go out and sell 100. Do one a week and one on the weekend. Or let me put it to you this way. Bring one person to the briefing and one to Super Saturday. Ah. Bring one guest to every event. Let somebody else present the information. They sign up. You just did 5 customers a month. Get 5 people on your team to do exactly what you did. You put your oxygen mask on first. They see that you are breathing, and they decide to breathe with you. Hey, me and you together, let's commit to doing 5 memberships a month. Hey, me and you together, let's commit to doing 5 memberships a month. Me and you together, let's commit to doing 5 memberships a month. Or let me put it another way. Me and you together, let's commit to bringing one guest to every briefing and one guest to every Super Saturday. Me and you together, let's commit to bringing one guest to every briefing and one guest to every Super Saturday. 85% persistency for 10 years, 15,000, right? Add your personal production. That's a six-figure income in residual income. You and five other people doing five memberships a month consistently for 10 years. Did I say 100 people? Did I say 1,000? Do not overcomplicate our business, people. Because our business is so good, people overcomplicate it. They see how much we get paid and greed strikes in. Let me see how many people I can sign up. No. Let me see how many people I can protect. And then let me find some people that want to change their lives that are willing to help me protect some other people. And together we can protect a bunch of people and live a good life. We can buy four or five ATVs, and when people come in town, we can take them out into the mountains and scare the crap out of them. Because we have the time freedom to do it. How many of you would like to get the $50,000 ring? $50,000 in 12 months is basically $4,000 a month. Still quite a lot. If you talk, here's what you got to understand. Less than 80% of the American population make $50,000 every 12 months. Less than 80%. Meaning only 20% of the population earn over $50,000 every 12 months. That's basically $1,000 a week. About 148 bucks a day. So at Senior Associate, if you were just to do one a day, you'd make 50 grand. Because here's the good news. You're not going to be a Senior Associate for much too long. Once you sell 15 memberships, you're automatically going to go to what? Manager, right? Once you get 50 memberships, you're automatically going to go to what? So it's actually going to take you less than 12 months. If you decide every day, I'm going to share this membership with two people, and I promise you, if you do it with two people correctly every day, one of them is going to sign up. And if one person signs up, whether you recruit anybody else or nothing else, you will still be a $50,000 ring earner. It all goes back to what is your activity. I love when I meet with people and they say, Mr. Edwards, I'm struggling in my business. What should I do? I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. I ask one question. Tell me about your last sit down. Tell me about the last person you presented the information. How'd it go? And then I get this. Well, if you're not presenting the information to anybody, it's going to be hard. Until we change that, we can't fix anything. Let's start with that first. Who can I sit down with today and tell them about what this membership does? And here's also what I want you to do. Do not make a $24.95 decision become a $200 decision for a person. Meaning we sit down with them and we say, hey, man, it's a great membership. But also $99 to be an associate, okay, $19.95 for your e-service. Also, get a sign for your car. No. I just need you to get the membership. Talk to them about the membership. If they sign up for the membership, say, hey, do you know at least five people that could use a service like this? If they say yes, would you be kind enough to write down those names for me? Mr. Hall, would you be willing to call this first person and let them know you met with me that saw something that was of value to them and you'd like me to share it with them? Yes. Guess what you just did? You got someone who likes the service, who is willing to create a list, and also willing to do a three-way phone call. That person now qualifies to be on the team. Mr. Hall, if I call this person and they sign up, the company's going to pay me X amount of dollars, but if you decide to partner with me, they're going to pay you 60 bucks. Is that something you would like to have? For an additional 99 bucks, you can join our team. But I don't need $100, I don't need $200 from you right now. I need $24.95 to protect your family. Some of you recruit your own headaches. They told you they weren't interested, but you forced them because you need that one bonus person. No, I guarantee you, if you properly explain the membership to somebody, the opportunity is going to be a no-brainer. If I know you actually care about me and my family and protect my family with a membership, and you can convince me that I can protect the ones that I love with a membership similar to the one you just protected with me, I don't have a problem joining the business. It ain't that big of a deal. We make it a big deal because of the way we approach it, to approach them with it. I don't have a problem with you thinking about the opportunity, but don't think about the membership. You need that today. You need to protect your family right now. That's important to you. These are my whys. So this is my son, AJ. He's now 21. He's a senior at Albany State. Logistics, supply chain, and logistics is his major. That's my daughter. I adopted her when she was 6. She is now 23. She just graduated from UGA, joining the military. That's my son, Dorian. He is now 22. He's an entrepreneur artist. I always tell people it's weird how things happen. She graduated from high school magna cum laude. He graduated cum laude. He graduated thank you laude. I love them all the same. I'm not worried about any one of them. They'll be, all three will do just fine. I'm proud of all three of them just the same. This is Kenzie, her best friend. This is Elena. That is Alyssa, Ryan, Munch, we call him Munch, that's Chris, that's Joy, that's Mom. Some of you that have been on Performance Club trips have seen my mom. So my mom is, she won't let me tell her age, but anyway. That's my niece who's in med school in Jamaica, who I pay for her med school, right? At the University of the West Indies. Here's what all of these pictures are. Performance Club trips. Alyssa and Ryan, guess who they are? Tiffany and Johnny Sullivan's kids, the attorney on my team. Her first 12 months with me, $190,000 is what she made. Kenzie, Nikita Tucker's daughter. Mackenzie is in England right now touring the country on a scholarship program with her Girl Scout team. She's a top student. These two are Linda Jones's kids. One is a top volleyball athlete across the country. Joy and Chris are Catrice Jackson. Catrice is a teacher on my team, $50,000 ring earner. All right? So these are the kids of all of my ring earners. Here's what I want you to understand when you talk about recruiting. When you invite somebody to join your team, you now are responsible for them and their family. Do not waste their time. You have the potential to totally change someone's life. You also have the potential to totally wreck somebody's life. Because if you do business the right way and they eventually get distracted and go somewhere else and start messing up their business or do something unethical and get caught up in something system, that is your responsibility. That's why I respect leaders that stay regardless of what everybody else is doing. The integrity of being in business and doing it the right way. This young man, Austin and Paige, they're not exactly on my team. Austin and Paige, their last name is for those of you that don't know, David Quincy was one of my workout partners. He was an educator in the business. six-figure ring earner. About 5 years ago, he was murdered. His wife had business on a call. And I asked her about 6 months after his passing, I was like, "Darlene, I really need you to look at this Dave's business." She's like, "Alistair, I don't want anything to do with the business." I said, "No, I really want you to come look at it." I invited her to sit. I did a little training on persistency, and she finally went. She says, "Alistair, so that's where this money is coming from. Dave, where his word finally. He still woke up today making six figures from the business that he had in place. That six figures is going to be willed to his kids. She has since come aboard and taken the business to where last year she got her $150,000 ring. I want you all to understand that you are, what am I, battery dying? I need you all to understand what you're a part of. Yes, you will make a lot of money in this business. But I need you to understand that Legal Shield is way bigger than the money. Come to Utah. TVs. People pay hundreds of dollars to go on ATV rides when they drive free. I can go to any city, somewhere to stay because of the relationships that this business has gained me. The friendships. Shield is the only business I know where people can be their best. Oh, that mic's on. That's what it is.
The bigger your dream is, I want you to understand the harder the grind. Listen to me. Luck is for leprechauns, and you ain't green. Luck is for leprechauns. And you're not green. I'm gonna say it again. Luck is for leprechauns and you're not green. What I am telling you is that if you're willing to go beast mode, you can have whatever you want. I'm a living example. You can start from nothing. Start from nothing. You know the story. Mom was a teenage mom. Start with nothing. Grandma had 14 kids. Start with nothing. Two bedroom house, one bathroom. Mom got kicked out because she had me. Start with nothing. Start with nothing. High school dropout. Start with nothing. Homeless. 12 years to get a four-year degree from the university. Start with nothing. If you are willing to grind, I believe effort, and you've heard me say it. You might come from privilege. You might have a father that can give you everything your little heart desires, but you will not outwork me. Listen to me. I told you. I want you to think about those goals. I want you to taste them. I want you to internalize it. I'm not asking you to tell me what your goals are because I'm interested in hearing everybody in the room. I couldn't possibly do anything with it. Listen to me, this is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you to dream your dream because I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it. I want you to know how close, I want you, just like when the weather is changing, you can feel it. I want you to be able to feel when you're getting closer to it and closer to it. But more importantly, I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. You might be the ant, and the ant has very little, but he's determined, he's strong. He has a dream and a goal, and he'll do whatever it takes. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The bigger your dream is, the earlier you're going to have to get up. The longer you're going to have to stay up. The bigger your dream is, the more effort you're going to have to put in. And for those of you who raise your hand and put up 70%, you'll never see it. You'll never see it. For those of you who are 70%, 70% beast mode, 30% gazelle. When you said to yourself, when the ball comes down, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question: what do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be the president. You're not the only one that wants to be the CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You've gotta execute, and you've gotta go from 70 to 120. No excuses, guys. I wish you could pay me $1,000 today. I could tell you 70% is enough. I wish you could pay me $1,500. I wish you could pay me $1,500. But it's not going to happen. You're thinking, I want you to get it out your system. You're thinking, I'm going to work hard for 10 years, then I'll relax. And if that's what you're thinking, this ain't for you.
I listen to him on a regular basis. But here's what I want you all to understand, though. I got to make a little slight correction to what he said. He says you can do this for 10 years and you think you can quit, but you can't. In this business, you can. He says if everybody else is doing it, there are other people that want the same position you want, so you got to outwork them. No, all of you can work and all of you can get it in this company. We don't just have one millionaire club member, 10, 100. Oh, we're over 300 millionaires right now. There are over 40,000 people that receive a residual income check from Legal Shield every 30 days. So you want to know what beast mode is? In this business, 2 presentations a day. That's beast mode. 2 a day. I need you to sit down with 2 people that have never seen this membership and share it with them. And I want you to be totally detached from the outcome. Your goal is just to share the information with them. I don't care if you do it by video. I don't care if you have your upline sit down with them. I don't care if you do it through a flip book. I don't care if you do it by bringing them to the weekly briefing. But you figure out a way to get 2 people to look at this information every single day. And I promise you within a year, every one of you in here that does that will be a $50,000 ring earner. It's just going to happen. So there's a song I listen to every morning. I want you to listen to these words, because I want to tell you all today, today's your day. If you do this business the right way,
this is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor.
It says, this is my season.
This is my
for grace,
to reap what I have
free what I've sown.
Yo, listen to this. See, I haven't been perfect.
You don't have to be perfect.
But I sure been faithful.
Faithful to presenting every day.
God's got a purpose.
With purpose.
And I know he's able. I've got a
seed. That's your seed.
That
meaning you're planting
blessing,
a good membership no service into other people, a good opportunity into
in
people.
Now I'm knowing and it's showing that I see.
You do that enough.
For favor.
It's great. Favor. Stone Cypher, he didn't form this business to make money. Saw a need. He knew that there were people that were not being serviced properly by the justice system. And he wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And he was looking for the right people. Like the ones that stayed when other people left. He was looking for you. To go out and properly educate people on something that could make a total difference in their life. And the reward for that is we pay you well to do it. I want you to know that everything is working together for your good. Because this is your season. I need every one of you to totally be committed to sharing this information with people on a daily basis. And I promise you, your future will never be the same. I want to say thank you so much to Dave Hall. I want to say thank you so much to the leadership, to the entire team that brought me out today. I've been truly humbled, and it's been truly a pleasure and an honor to come and serve your market. Thank you all so much.
For grace, for
thank you, brother. First of all, if you're on Mr. Edwards' team and he makes a commission on what you do, I want you to raise your hand. Look around. He has no financial reason to be here. I did 4 network marketing companies before Legal Shield, and let me tell you how the leadership in those companies worked. If I don't make any money off of you, I sure as heck ain't telling you what's working. They looked at everybody as competition. If you're on my team, I'll share with you. I'll pour into you. I'll help you because I'm going to make money. But if you're not on my team, I'm not sharing anything with you. Not only did he come and pour into us all day yesterday, last night, today, but he took time away from the people you saw in those pictures, his family. He took time away from them to give to us, and he won't make any money for doing that. Think about how much time you'd be willing to give up away from your loved ones, your kids, your spouse, to go serve total strangers in another part of the world, and you have no reason to be there. There's not a lot of people out there that do that. And this company is filled with them. And they set that example. They raise that bar, and they work together as a team. And we obviously, you know, can't say thank you enough to a servant leader like this that's willing to come and share this. And by the way, the training he brought for us, he didn't know a lot of the struggles that this marketplace has gone through in the last year. He didn't know that. You will have people on your team quit. I've had $250,000 ringers on my team quit. Now, the thing that I see that the other 99% of the people on my team don't see is I see their numbers. I can pull the report and look at it. I know that he hit the nail right on the freaking head today. And I'm going, thank you for sharing that. Because on stage, they can make it look good. But I can pull the report and going, that 55% retention rate, that's your dream. You ain't close to that. But everybody else thinks, well, what do they know that I don't know? Why would they leave? Because they're not doing it right with integrity and with honor. This is how the training he gave us today, that's how you create long-term residual income, building it the right way. And you build it the right way, it will take care of you, your family, and like Mr. Quincy, it will take care of your family when you're not here. And the next generation, and the next generation, but it has to be done the way he taught you to do it today. We have a nice little gift for you before you leave, and there's other people that want to sign it. I know a few of you got to sign it, and fortunately today he's not in a rush to like get to the airport right afterwards. I know there's a few people that had time frame, so we'll let those of you that want to put a little message in here come up afterwards. We'll leave it up here so you can sign it. Come over here, you got to see this. So we only got to take you to a few places in Utah. This is a nice little coffee table book for you with a few notes from some of the people that you've touched their lives. So you can go home and show your kids, hey, look, I missed you for the weekend, but look what these people said about me coming out there to Utah. And then when you come back, we're going to be right down here downtown at the convention center and stuff. But then look at some of the cool places. The next time you come back, you know what you need to do? Is you need to bring your kids. And we just take them all out on that. I'll let you take the whole family in the six-seater, side-by-side unit. The one Mr. Crabtree was driving. Look at some of these sites that we could just take the family, go up in the mountain. Oh, look at that, dude. Riding your four-wheeler through some of these sites. These are some of the cool things that we have here in the state of Utah that you probably ain't going to see anytime soon in Atlanta or anything else like that. Yeah, we have other animals other than sheep. We do have animals out there. So, all right, give it up again. Thank you very much, bud.
Thank you, bro.
All righty. Okay. Real quick, before we announce who's coming next month, we have something that we need to take care of that we should have taken care of a couple months ago, but we couldn't because this person wasn't here, and we wanted to take care of it last month, and they couldn't because this person wasn't here. But we have a new six-figure income earner in the state. Give it up for Ms. Deanne Foster. Get up here. Come on up here. Get up here. Come up here.
Scare anyone. Did not mean to scare anyone. And now what?
Whatever you want to say.
But then I might start crying.
Tell them about the four-wheeler you're going to buy.
It's on my bucket list. It's on my bucket list. I am just so blessed. I am so blessed. Many of you know I've been in Lingo Shield for a very long time. And a lot of people would wonder, why did it take me so long? Okay, hold on.
You got it.
What took me so long? Because I needed to do it the way I needed to do it. And my beast mode needed to be with my family and my aging parents and my spina bifida granddaughter. I needed to be able to do those things while I built my business. That was beast mode for me. And that is why this business has been such a blessing to me. It has given me the ability to live my life and achieve the dreams I wanted to achieve the way I want to do it. So no, I didn't earn my 100K ring in 3 years, in 2 years, whatever. But I did earn it. And that is the beauty of this business. You can build it the way you need to build it to bless your life the way you want to be blessed. One of the things that I've learned the best one of the best lessons I've learned is that God is a really great business partner. I know I say this all the time. You hear me say this a lot. And he has his part to do in your business, if you want him to be your partner. And you have your part to do, and his part is bigger, if you let him do it. He is as happy to let you do it all if you want to, but it will be harder. So learn how to let him be a good business partner for you. That would be my best advice. Again, you don't have to. You're welcome to go do it all by yourself. So I give the majority of my gratitude to God. So thank you, Anna. One last thing. One of the very best parts of this business, you'll learn if you stick around long enough, is the people. It's like Alistair said, the friendships that you'll make, not just here in Utah. I have very, very dear friends all over the country. We just are ecstatic when we get to get together again at the conventions and the PC trips. And they're very, very dear friends. Some of you are in this room and across the country, and that is, to me, one of the greatest joys and blessings of this business. So don't just go build this business for you and your family. Like, make connections and learn from other people and build those relationships and friendships, because that will also be a really profound and strong undergirding of your business in building it. So anyway, back to you, Dave.
That is just so cool, and it's so cool to see the different backgrounds and people that have achieved, whether it's $50,000 ring, $100,000 ring. Don't worry about, hey, I've been here a few years and I didn't get it already. Like Mr. Edwards said, you might be at 55% retention rate, and literally next month with some work, you could jump it up to 85%, and it's amazing how much that compounds the run for the ring. And then you stay there. And then you get a few people on your team to stay there. And all of a sudden you saw it didn't take very many people to go to six figures with a team doing it the right way. And that, I just think it's such a cool, you guys realize we have more six-figure ring earners that are females in this state than we have males in this state. I think that's awesome. So don't use any excuse about, oh, it can't work for me because I got this, I got that. Whether it's family or, you know, you're still raising children or you're dealing with your parents or whatever else. Like, there's a way, part-time, to work it around in your schedule. Compounding good philosophies and good work over time. Compounding, it just grows to that point. As I mentioned, you know, this next week, I'm going to be gone to Alaska on a cruise. I'm going with two other Legal Shield couples that are ring earners. And the people I vacation with now are usually Legal Shield associates because they don't have to ask for time off work. They don't have to get someone to cover a shift. They know they're going to get paid every single day while we're out on excursions and doing fun things like that. But they all have residual income. They all have, look, we're at a season of our life. We can go do what we want. And it's paid for. We can go where we want stuff and do anything. And you know how nice that is to wake up in the morning? When you're done sleeping, don't underestimate that sleep between 7 and 10 a.m. That is some valuable sleep. Okay?
Or 2 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, 2 to 4, yeah. If you need it in the afternoon, take it. Trust me. There's plenty of times where I need that mid-afternoon nap. And you don't have a boss checking up on you. No one micromanaging you. No one looking over your shoulder to see if you've hit a quota or if you've, you know, done a certain thing. You just say, you know what? Here's what I want to do today. Now I'm going to go do it. Wake up, look in the mirror, and just say, who can I go bless today? And then just go do it. And if by 2 o'clock in the afternoon you're tired, go take a nap. Go do what you want. Work hard for a few years doing it the right way. And then let your results carry you. And heaven forbid something happens, a health issue or something comes up and you can't work for a few months. How nice is that? To have residual income coming in. Whether it might be cancer, might be a loved one's got health problems. It ain't you, it's somebody else. But they are in need of somebody to take care of them. You put yourself in a position where it's like, I can be there by your bedside. I can be there to run you to doctor's appointments. I can help because I've got residual income coming in. I've got a good team. I've been here 20 years. There's not a more important time frame than right now. Running from now to the next convention just down the street. When he said, with his example, when he showed it only took a few people to get a six-figure income, what if between now and October you could have those few people in place and they're in convention with you? What if you had 3D Ann Fosters, 3D Ann DeBells with you at convention and they took off, went and got their six-figure ring in the next few years and they're just on your team, six-figure ring earners dotting your team? Where would that put you? Somebody brought them in. Who's to say, what if it was you that would have just simply dropped off the video a few years ago? I know the sponsor that brought in Deanne DeBell. She quit the business. Yep, dropped the business, dropped out. She could be benefiting financially for the rest of her life for everything she did, but she... Here's the first thing. She... Oh my gosh, she's trying to get her into a jewelry business. Here's what I would call her back and say, come on over, I'll show you the only jewelry I wear. Boom, boom. And by the way, you can't afford one of these. But here's the thing, is here's where she made the mistake. And she's a really nice lady. Here's where she made this mistake. She unplugged. Once she unplugged, she lost the vision. Once she lost the vision, it didn't hurt to let her membership lapse. Yeah. It didn't hurt yet. It didn't hurt yet. Now, in all fairness, at that phase, Miss Deanne DeBell was still trying to figure out how to make the business work for herself. So I'm going to use her name, Candy, because no one even knows who she is anyway. Oh, you know who she is. Sorry about that. Okay, this girl will remain nameless. Quit because she didn't have any, quote, superstars on her team yet. They were kind of like caterpillars that hadn't gone into the cocoon to turn into the butterfly. They were working on it. So Ms. DeBell was working on it, trying to figure out, how do I make this business work? And Candy's like, well, ain't nobody on my team doing anything anyway, so if I quit my membership, I'm not losing anything. Some of you might be at that exact spot right now. You're like, I ain't got anybody on my team doing anything, so if I quit today and I'm gone tomorrow, I lost nothing. We will make you famous when that butterfly comes out of that cocoon. Candy, you are famous. You threw away not just thousands, hundreds of, potentially millions of dollars if you look at the next 30, 40, 50 years, even after Ms. DeBell is long gone, she has a team that can continue to grow. We've got wonderful leaders in this company that died years ago. Their income's gone up because the team keeps growing. And it can be willed on and on. How big is that decision to quit before all of a sudden that leader shows up? It's huge. And we have, in just the next few months, the whole company coming here. And trust me, when the whole company comes here, y'all think your neighbors and your relatives are like, you got dubs on them? I got news for you. When thousands of Legal Shield associates come here, oh, they are going to be looking for your family and friends here. They are going to be on social media. They're going to be connecting through LinkedIn. They are going to be looking. Yeah, he's talking to them right now. People are already planting seeds in Salt Lake City. And so you think, oh, well, I'm going to talk to my brother-in-law. They talk to the guy who sits in the cubicle next to him and recruit him. And he simply looks over the cubicle and says, hey, you want to go to lunch on Friday with me? There's this luncheon thing that's being put on. They show up at the luncheon thing. He's on somebody else's team. He goes and gets his ring in the next few years. Your family reunions are going to be very uncomfortable. Because you're like, crap, I got a six-figure ringer and her brother-in-law, and I was in Legal Shield for years without telling him about this. And some total stranger talked to him. Trust me, it happens all the time. I get people calling me mad because somebody recruited one of their friends, family, neighbor, relatives. I'm like, well, you've been in for years. Why didn't you go get them? Well, they were on my list. Don't make any money being on your list. They got to be in your organization, okay? So it's time to take the gloves off and just get out there and go crazy with this business. So is the next. All right. You got me? You got me. All right. So I'm excited about next month's Super Saturday guest. Not only, again, do we got another Millionaire Club member coming in, we got another six-figure ringer coming in, but I'm looking for every avenue that I can find to help you guys raise your bar in your business. This gentleman has written books on how to build your business using social media. And I think all of us could use a little bit of a tune-up. Check out, this guy has spoken at conventions on how to use social media, and he is extremely fun to hang out with. If you're not following him in social media, you should be on Facebook. Every single day he has a member success story of the day that he posts. Next month, and they're all real story. Next month, we have the one and only Mr. David Brewer.
I posted our pictures yesterday.
Oh!
Dave hits me up. That's me next month. Any tips? Should I take out extra insurance? I told him, I said, hey, Dave, it's going to Dave Hall's going to take care of you. Check your life insurance, your health insurance policy. If I was you, I would up it a little bit. You're going to have a great time. Make sure he takes you in the mountains.
Nice. That's really, really fun. Now, you know what was really, really cool yesterday? We had seven new people with us that had never gone out with us before, out on a first-time ride with us. And I had a blast hanging out with them, getting to know them even better. You know how you get on one of these trips? Go get in Performance Club, work hard, and as we fill up, have extra seats, we will be looking for more people. If you're interested in joining us, get in Performance Club and then shoot me a text. Say, hey, Dave, I'm in Performance Club this month. Is there an extra spot on the next ride? I'd like to join you guys. We're going to work in new people every single month into this. How cool would that? If you weren't there yesterday, you would have had so much fun hanging out with Mr. Edwards till 1 o'clock in the morning, just seeing how awesome it was to take him and do these unique things here in Utah that he don't get to do on a regular basis. On the way down here this morning, he's like, I hope next time you bring me back, I get to shoot some guns. And I'm like, normally we always do take out guns and shoot things. We blow the crap out of stuff. But it was late at night, and I'm like, I don't know how safe this is in the pitch black in a graveyard, a whole bunch of people walking around with guns. Especially with the two ghosts in there. Like, someone get nervous, start thinking they're shooting the ghosts or something like that. So we didn't pull out the firearms yesterday. But the next time we have you back, we will bring out the heavy artillery and go have some real fun. But we're going to invite some of you guys to go out there next month with us. What's the likelihood of you joining us on that trip, joining us in Disney World, joining us at the $50,000 ring if you come back next month all alone? You will. I will. It's delegated. It's all handled. It's all been assigned out. You look at July. We had July 4th weekend. We had the More Team event, and then we were out of July. There was only 1 week in the whole month that worked. So it's all handled. It's all taken care of. But if you really want to grow your business, remember what he said? two exposures a day. Get out there and do two. Everyone can do two exposures. If you're doing two exposures a day consistently for the next month, you're going to have a good showing here. You're going to be in performance club. You're going to be eligible to go out and have fun with Mr. Brewer and the other leaders that go out and do a fun thing. You're going to, think about this, every new recruit this month is a multiplier for the trip to Orlando. You're going to be qualified for that trip if you go out there and have a crazy month. So, do you want? Is this the month to think small and go, I'll see if I can make it next month to Super Saturday? Or is this the month to say, I'm pushing all my chips in on the table. I'm going in. This is going to be my month. I'm going to earn the trip. I'm going to get in performance club. And I'm going to have a team here. I'm not coming back alone. I'm going to have a section, a whole row, two rows of people on my team at the event next month. You can get your ticket here. Do we have the ticket pricing on here? Boom. You can get your ticket for next month for $20 if you want to come back alone. That's great. It's better to be here alone than to not be here at all. But for those of you that say, I'm bringing one for sure, for only $10 more, you've got the ticket for the other person that's coming. Or you can let them show up, walk up at the door and pay $25 for that ticket. For me, I'm like, no way. I'm going to have my guests' tickets, boom, here for me. For those of you who are ready to go crazy, we're going to give you 5 tickets for $60. That's like getting an extra ticket on top of the 2 for $30 price. For those of you that says, I'm earning the trip, think about this. If you're a brand new associate in the company and you sell one membership this month at the associate level commission, what's your commission? $60. If you go out and sell one membership this month, you cover the admission cost for 5 people to be here with you if you only do one. If you're doing 2 exposures a day, if you're going and doing the things that we taught here today, how could you ever go wrong with a plan like that? Here's the only plan that can go wrong. I hope I can make it next month. I hope I can fit it in my schedule. Success isn't something that's an accident. It's a strategic plan. I'm going to go executive director. I'm going to earn the ring. I'm going to back it down. It starts with you having other people help you hit those goals. But with the multiplier in place to go to literally a $60 investment, if you got 5 recruits this month, you're $60 investment, you're going to Orlando. $3,000, $4,000 trip covered by a $60 investment. You just got to now fill it. I can't think of a better investment out there. I know I'm going to have my recruits here next month, just like I had recruits here today, brand new people signing up today because of that amazing presentation. Mr. Brewer's going to knock it out of the park for you. Join me in Orlando. Get your tickets. We have them at the signing table out front. If you haven't had a chance to sign the book, get the book signed. If you want to leave a nice little comment for Mr. Edwards, and then we have a little bit of time. We'll figure out a place to go grab a bite to eat here in just a second if you want to join us for lunch afterwards. Thank you all. Grab your tickets. See you all next month.
What's it like in New York? Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All from my city, all from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone.